We had a real switcheroo in roles at the after party, Ben and I, because Ben wasn't drinking like a bitch.
Wow.
And I was drinking like things aren't going so well.
I don't want to be bothered.
G-Man.
Is there anything for dessert or something?
Oh, Mario. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Hometown Spider-Man.
Yay. I need help with doing a push-up.
This is still going?
Yep.
Is this podcast going to go after the one that we just did?
Yeah. Would you rather... Is that what you're going to ask?
No, I was going to tell him exactly what happened at the end of that podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Ben, Matt and I have gotten closer. Okay, and I just, without context, I'd like you to try and guess what could have happened on that podcast.
For the audio listeners, just know that we filmed that one this morning. So yeah. Ben hasn't had a chance at
to
all...
To listen.
To cheat this.
Did you guys kiss on the lips?
No, we've already done that.
We're well past that.
Enough.
Think about it. It's so intense. It's so intense. It's so much more intense than what I thought my morning was going to entail.
I don't know. There's a lot to...
What's the first thing that's coming to your head?
I'm guessing dick stuff, but you filmed it, so...
Okay.
Pretty good.
Okay, that's pretty good.
So you really hit the nail on the...
You two are no longer allowed to podcast without being supervised by me. All right.
We were talking about penises. I said, do you think dads and sons have the same dick?
I totally forgot how we got onto it.
And he said yes, because I've seen my dad's dick and he's got a big bell end like me. And I said, oh, really? And I was trying to picture what that would look like. And he said, is yours? And I was like, I don't think my bell end is so humongous. And then he said, I could show you a picture. And then I was like, well, so long as you're not hard in the picture. And he's like, well, I kind of have to be. And then
he found the
picture and he was like, I can't show you this picture. And I was like, okay, if you don't feel that's fine. And he's like, I can't show you this picture. And then he didn't. And then at the end of the podcast, he said, I'm just going to need you to say something extraordinarily funny so we can end this. And I said, there's no way I can. And he said, I've got a good idea. And he got his phone and he scrolled all the way up to the fucking cock pic. And I was like,
it's at the top of the roll.
There you go. And boy, oh boy, I have seen his whole penis and testicles now.
Why did you say you couldn't show him?
In a state of engorgement. Because it's so full on, Ben. It was a
smooth transition.
The man's never heard of a lamp in his life. It's like a dark room.
Crime scene
and
photo.
He's like, yeah, exactly. I was like, I can see every single section of you in this. And
one
it's
of those
so
Polaroids
medically,
you find
yeah.
in a, like a true crime thing.
It's so medically.
This is his last victim.
Everything is so stark. Anyway,
so what is it with you and bad lighting? You're so obsessed with it.
That's what I said.
Smooth transition.
Sorry, boys.
What have you been up to today?
Not much.
Really? You say it like that. Who is she?
Dick pic. Oh.
Smooth transition.
Okay. You got an intro?
No.
We didn't do the intro last time.
I didn't do the intro for me and Ben either. Because in the first time, we're like, are we going to keep doing it the same way?
Yeah, I kind of like without an intro.
I just figured just talk. Because there is already an intro. There's the
tequila.
The animated intro. And I just keep I just keep adding intros on intros.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of just getting the ball rolling.
Yeah. I like rolling balls.
Yeah.
What is the thing that makes you feel the stupidest when you talk about it? I was thinking about that before when we were playing Final Fantasy. We said something about some topic. What's something that like conversation comes up and you're like, I feel, because I wondered if there's anything
like you feel
for
like
you.
Nerd or you feel stupid.
No,
like you
I
don't
feel
know what you're
out
about.
Of my depth. I feel like a moron.
Oh, what were we talking about?
I can't remember.
Okay.
No, but I was thinking about more with Ben. I was like, is there a thing?
Pretty bad at maths, but it doesn't really come up that people are talking maths.
Because there's things like politics, music, film, all that sort of stuff I don't think you really struggle with. But is there any topics where you're like, oh, we're going to feel like that?
Politics, music, and film with the big three. The
I don't know. I feel like
well,
that's
you
stuff
can talk about. I've heard you talk about all three of those things.
No, but those are the things you go to.
I reckon most of my conversations would be about...
Politics, music, or film?
Yeah, probably.
Political film.
Political musical films.
The go. Ides of March.
There's not much music in that, though.
There isn't.
No.
It's a lot of political film,
and that
though.
That was my big problem with it.
Really?
You know, yeah, they need some Born in the USA through the whole background of the film. Ba,
ba, da, ba, da, ba. Da, 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 da. That's
I
if,
don't know,
that's
there are
if,
things, but I don't know whether they're like broad, Trivial Pursuit topics like that.
Yeah. Yeah, you never like... Mine's politics. I think I get pretty out in depth when people talk about politics.
Yeah.
I go, I don't want to engage in this conversation because I know I'm going to say something wrong.
Oh, mate. They're all fucking scumbags.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty safe one.
Either side, everyone's evil.
You want to take it from the left or the right, either way you're getting done. I don't trust any of them. As fast as I can throw them.
I'm a centralist. When you put it down to it, I'm a centralist.
I just think that we should do the best for everyone all the time.
You know,
and this is the thing, is those fucking fat cats up in Canberra, they don't care. They're not doing that. They're always lying in their pockets.
They care about the average Joe, like you and me.
Aussie battlers. No matter where they come from.
I feel like I've heard my parents say Aussie battlers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's with a twang to it, isn't it?
Like Aussie battlers.
Aussie battlers.
Yeah. Not just a battler.
Yeah.
They've got to be Aussie.
My mum said something that was like, when she was talking, who's the
the Prime Minister?
No. Wong.
Penny Wong.
Penny Wong.
The Foreign Secretary.
P-Dub. My mum really likes.
Is that what she's called?
P-Dubs.
She's the Foreign
Sec.
Minister. The Foreign Minister.
Foreign Minister.
It was something.
I think we have a Foreign Secretary.
I think that's Britain.
It was something my mum said about her, and she was like, I think it's good because she is Asian, and that would make, you know, for her to be in charge of foreign. It's like that, like.
Nice.
It's not totally racist. It's like nice racism. Like, she also, I shouldn't say all the stuff about my mum, but she also loves an Indian doctor. She's like, I think every
Does
doctor
Rob
should
be. Rob know about this?
That's what they do on date night. he dresses up. It's a fantasy. Yeah, it's like, it's like diet racism.
It's those things where, like, it's not racist, but it has like some old school language in it where you have to really run the numbers and go, like, all right, hang on, am I supposed to be offended by this?
It's definitely
like, you know what? I think it's great. I think we need more of them. Like, hang on, them?
Wait.
How am I supposed to feel about this? It hits my ears wrong, but it is kind of the right thing.
Every single Indian doctor I've had is phenomenal. And I'm like, I guess.
It's just because that's an unnecessary piece of information.
Yeah. Well, but it's not, because she's like, oh, white doctors, yuck. Indian doctors.
But if you come back, that's like the classic story of the cab driver. Cab driver, Indian. Yeah, it's but like we don't I need think, to know that.
I think that was more. That wasn't as.
That wasn't as nice.
That was more like, yeah. There was no niceness to that.
Yeah.
Well, there wasn't any.
It
malice
wasn't any
either,
meanness. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's just an extra piece of information I didn't need to know.
It's the they're just not getting the names right because they're just bogans.
Mm.
They've just not been exposed to it. You know, country town or whatever. It's like, you know, Galpreet, the Dr. Galpreet.
It's not Galpreet.
He's great. I love him. I don't think he'll ever go to another doctor as long as he's around.
He's phenomenal.
Dr. Galpreet.
Yeah.
No, it's not. That's okay. Well, I'm glad you like
him,
but
you're trying.
Put a little bit more effort into it.
Although, I don't know.
Do you have any nice racism?
No, I don't think.
Because I feel like every time I go to a mechanic, if my mechanic's Asian, I'm like, yes.
What do you mean?
The thing is, though,
I don't know. I've just every Asian mechanic I've ever been to has been phenomenal and doesn't rip me off and is honest. And also, the workshop's always really goddamn clean.
Oh.
Generalization, maybe.
Yes.
But a positive one, I would say.
And therefore, it's totally fine.
Therefore, it's not racist.
No.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Tool the goalposts move, and then we're all in trouble permanently.
No. No, well, I'm not saying no. I do think that. I love my mechanic. Until you said that one at the end, that's not important.
I think I sound most stupid talking about mechanics or building.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Or directions. Because I'm really bad sense of direction.
I love a Greek builder.
Do you?
No.
And he had to question it. It's like,
I don't think you should.
No, I don't know. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I can't talk about building. I can't do that.
Pronouncing the name, though, like if it's Dr. Galpreet, like, well, I don't know, let's put a bit more effort in. But then if they were like, oh my God, you know,
and then
the other night we had the bit of me and your mum sat down, had a bit of ravioli.
Yeah, I hate that too. I hate that too.
So you got to split the difference. I don't know where the line is of how much effort do you put into saying it as they would say it wherever it originates from.
Well, that's so interesting because last night we had a fucking annoying conversation with somebody last night who said that Americans should not say Melbourne. They should say Melbourne.
They should say Melbourne because we always correct them and be like, it's not Melbourne. It's Melbourne. And the argument, which is right, is that they're saying it in their accent, how it is actually spelled and pronounced. Like, we're being lazy about it, so they should say it the correct way, their way. In the same way you wouldn't go to, I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm taking a trip to the US, I'm going to go to New York, and then I'm going to head over to Las Vegas. And
I just don't agree.
I think you say it in your accent. I do. I find it charming when they're when people who've been to the US, have been to Australia a bunch, who are from the US, are like, who say Melbourne and they give it a go. I'm like, okay, that's cute and that's
what's
fun.
The, there's a Canadian city that everybody says wrong.
Quebec?
No, no, no.
Vancouver?
Montreal. You're saying Montreal, not Montreal. I would say Montreal. Montreal, but it's Montreal.
Is it Montreal?
Yeah, you got to say Montreal. And they and the Canadians correct you. And I think that that's fair because that's how you say the city's name.
I'll get on the plane and go home at that point.
I'm not coming in and dropping into... Because they're not dropping into an Australian accent.
I also don't like it when people say Barcelona.
The example bothers me so much.
Just say Barcelona, you fuckface.
Ibiza.
Ibiza.
But the, yeah. the example
Budapest.
Last night...
But isn't Ibiza right?
Ibiza is right, and so is Barcelona.
Yeah, but...
and so is
Barcelona. Mate, you're so wrong if you said it like that. Not the way you're supposed to say it.
It just bothers me.
Nice race. That's
the American isn't dropping into an Australian accent to say Melbourne.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Well, they're taking away letters.
Yeah, but they're not... But us going over and saying New York is different to them coming over, and they're not saying... I just flew into Melbourne. They're coming and they're still saying Melbourne. Do you know what I mean? Like they're saying it in their own accent. They don't switch into an Australian accent to
the way
say
that
it.
But that is the Australian accent. They're intentionally changing the way they say it to match the Australian accent. It's I'm 95% sure it's exactly the same thing.
Kiwis still say Melbourne the same as Melbourne says.
Because they have our accent, basically. They're not going to... They're saying...
It drives me insane. I reckon say it however the fuck you want. It's so annoying.
Really, say it however you want. Yeah, yeah.
To bring it up at a party, it really must bother you. And it was brought up at a party.
Keep in mind, we're all drunk. No, well, we didn't know. Maybe that's why we were engaging so
terribly. Me either, because I wasn't invited to the party.
Yeah, you shouldn't have been.
Actually, I think you were invited to that party.
Well,
yeah.
Oh. Why didn't I go?
You're in Melbourne?
The date got changed.
I'll check the guest list, and if you're on there, I'll scratch out.
Yeah.
I don't think I was.
Okay. You know the person.
I know a lot of people.
That's true. You're so
a pretty
popular.
Hip and happening guy.
Wide social butterfly.
A real jet setter.
A mover and shaker.
Where were you last night? What were you doing?
Last night?
Yeah.
I was asleep probably. What time?
From 6
p.m.
Yeah.
Well, it was from 3, but we didn't get there till 5:45.
Party boys, showing up fashionably late.
Very fashionably late.
I don't remember being invited to any of this business, so I probably didn't.
All right.
But I was just at home, sitting on my own. Waiting for an invite to a party.
Or to play a game that we never played.
Outlast Trial. Have you done the tutorial, opening? Well, you've got to because we're not sitting around for
we've
2 hours.
We've got to because we're not sitting around for you've 2 hours.
You've
got a week. You've got a week.
We're not sitting around for 2 hours.
You've got a week.
You've got a week. So I hate you so much.
I'm racist.
I got a tiny little penis.
You just said that. I don't even
damn it.
Can you clip that?
That's the name of the episode. I am racist.
Yeah.
Oh, Ben, you're all up in my cable.
Oh, Ben.
Hate it when you're all up in my cable.
Yeah, and the cable management's so excellent.
Yeah, I
know.
So
how could you possibly do that?
I could get tangled in this.
Well, I didn't think we'd be adding any more.
I thought I wasn't going to be here.
And here he is.
And here you are.
And here I am.
Yeah.
I had a whole interesting bit planned about how you would have gone and I would have come and sat down.
Oh.
Do the bit anyway.
Well, yeah. It doesn't work because it was going to be a whole bit about like, this is an interesting, I like this new format where Aiden and I don't see each other as we both refuse to speak to each other on our riders, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a fun gag of like, those two podcasts will be back to back, but would be separate.
I'm not looking at Ben.
You know, podcast. Really seeing how the sausage gets fumbled.
The one time you prepared something and it doesn't work.
Sorry, man.
Shame, shame.
I prefer this anyway.
For shame.
Takes a lot of pressure off me having to stretch that bit for 45 minutes.
So nice races. No. Well, let's talk about something else.
No. So, yeah. Okay.
You don't want to tell me? Nice racism?
God, it's like we never lost that thing we never had.
Did you have an answer for nice racism?
No, I had an answer for the original question.
What was the question?
What do you feel like you're an
Why
idiot?
Why do you always like your photos?
Building and
yeah, building such. And like manly things.
How did we get off that onto Melbourne?
Because I brought up Melbourne.
That checks out, you know. Yeah. It checks out.
Fucking. Do you know what?
Yeah,
guys,
buildings are good.
If you're listening to this, just give up. All right, give up.
I think if they've made it this far, there's literally nothing we can do to them to make them turn off.
Let us know, you know what I mean? Just put us out of our misery.
Cars, I'm pretty rough with.
If somebody said to me...
You don't know the difference plots from Cars 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, I know. Don't you worry.
You know, number one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And 2.
And 2. Yeah. You said you get uncomfortable talking about Cars. So it's Cars 3 where you really drop off and you feel like it's an embarrassment. Much, yeah. You can't.
You've misunderstood the concept of Cars with Disney movies.
I didn't pick up on it.
That's what's happening.
Explain
here.
It to him.
You are thinking when he says he feels uncomfortable talking about Cars, Lightning that McQueen. He thinks you're doing. Yeah, you think he's talking about the Pixar films. Cars.
Disney's?
No. It's Pixar. He's talking about the unbelievable, just the concept of the automobile.
Vehicular transportation.
Yeah.
And how Pixar could get away with personifying.
Nothing to do with Pixar, actually.
No, nothing.
Nothing to do with Pixar. It's not Disney. It's not DreamWorks.
It's Pixar.
It's Pixar.
Okay, so Pixar. So there we go.
The film Cars. But
yes.
Wipe that out of your brain because I'm just talking about.
Just a car.
The vehicles that we drive around.
How'd you get here today? How did you get here today?
The Hudson one, huh?
How'd you get here today?
Just came from work.
How?
Fucking what? Elapsed time over distance
equals speed. How?
Exactly. Physics of
speed equals distance over time. Isn't that crazy?
Speed equals.
How do you reckon somebody comes up with a maths formula?
I reckon they're lying. The whole time.
It's like wobbly shit on the board. Like you put whatever symbols you can see in a calculator that aren't numbers or letters,
but
put them on the board.
Please stop taking the mic away from your mouth.
Okay.
You're like, oh, the crazy thing about. Couldn't you know?
I got to tell you.
You need the thing here that I can put it in a break.
Ben, are you bad at maths? Sure. Like bad at addition and subtraction?
Those, the two fundamental building blocks of
mathematics. What about division and multiplication?
Division and multiplication is where we start to get a little bit
okay,
dicey.
That's fine. Are you all right with formulas? Like, were you good? Are you decent at algebra?
Bitch.
No.
Okay.
I mean, the basic concept of it,
yeah.
I get, but then it starts to get, you know.
It's kind of, yeah, okay. Fair enough. All right. You're good at maths. I know that, Matt.
I don't want to brag, guys, but I'm pretty good at maths. 2 plus 2, 4. Think about it.
Okay.
8 plus 8, 16. What's did you say? 14.
7 sevens.
7 times 7. That's a number. 42, maybe.
49.
It's 49. Easy peasy, you know. I got to build my way up to it.
What does E equal then?
It's MC squared. Give me another one.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad.
What's Pythagoras' theorem?
It's, you know, it's that.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
I thought it was pi, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Pythagoras theorem, to find the angle, the distance of the
hypotenuse. Don't need to explain it to me. I know. I've done years of
on a
hypotenuse. I'm all over it. You know,
on a right
stress.
Angle triangle?
A right angle triangle.
How many degrees is the inside of a triangle add up to?
How many degrees is it inside? Exactly.
What's a really good darts score?
Hey?
What's a really good score in darts?
I'll tell you what. 180.
Well done. What about the interior of a square?
180.
No, 360.
360. Listen, so I what I
the what about thing, a circle?
It's like this.
What about a circle? How many? What is the degrees of angles in a circle equal?
Where was the battle of 1812 fought?
Is it 0 or 360?
That's a great question.
What'd you say?
When was the battle of 1812 fought?
Somewhere else after 1810.
No, it's a good start.
He picked up on it. What year was the Battle of Hastings?
Is it
what were the things in the movie?
History's another one. I have nothing with history.
Really?
Nothing.
Oh,
you're a genius.
Pretty strong with history.
Yeah. When was the Battle of 1812 fought?
1812.
Yeah.
Battle of Hastings, 1066.
Repeat gags.
1066, the Battle of Hastings.
Oh, good job.
Mm.
How many Boers died in the Boer War?
None. Joke. Trick question. Wrong spelling.
Cold War.
It was hot most of the time.
What was the temperature of the Cold War?
On average, it was 25 degrees.
Fahrenheit or Celsius?
Fahrenheit.
Serenus.
They're all dead.
Serenus.
Serenus. Serenus.
Serenum.
Kelvin.
Kelvin.
How many missiles starved to death in the Cuban Missile Crisis?
64.
That's true. 64. And that's where they get the name for the Nintendo.
The Nintendo 64. What are we talking about? Ben, if you had to eat a pair of pants.
Oh, I abhor that question.
I don't want to get it. Let me
we
see.
Got, see just to, just as cliff notes, yesterday somebody asked us, would you like to eat a ball of butter every day for the rest of your life, like an ice cream scoop worth of butter? Or would you have to eat a pair of pants in 48 hours? The pair of pants has to fit you. And then we were like, Like, clearly it's the butter. And they, like, really wanted us to take the pants. And we were getting so unbelievably angry at these people.
They really wanted you to take the pants. Look, here's the problem. I've bought 48 pairs of pants
yeah.
that I can't fit into yeah. and they need to be eaten. Yeah. I don't have any butter.
It's
I need
crazy.
You to pick the pants.
It was like every time we said something, they'd move the goalposts. Like, fine, I'll yeah. take the butter. You're just giving me free butter every day. I'll put
it's
it,
home
right?
brand.
No, it's no. You can't eat it with anything else.
You
okay.
have to eat it by itself.
You have to eat it by itself. All right. Okay, I'll take the
by
pants.
The way, zero goal moving with the pants. And we were like, oh, we'll just grind it up into a dust and put in a milkshake. No,
no, you
do
can't do that.
Why?
I said I will
go
burn them. Put them in an ash, put them to ash, put them in a smoothie and drink it. And they said, can't do that. You can only have to have it with water.
What
and
material?
I said, same thing.
Chinos or
whatever you
whatever
like.
You whatever you like.
And some
and I said,
fucking
make
lunatic
out of pasta.
There, some fucking lunatic chose jeans. Like, that's going to be okay?
I like jeans. I think they're comfortable. Ah!
I bet they feel good inside as well. Yeah. What happened?
I just pulled that out.
Been there. If I had a dollar, you know.
I had a photo of every time I
was. Oh no.
So you guys were both steadfast about the butter
and sober, so that made it.
No,
hard.
I chose the pants in the end.
A nice sober discussion of eating.
I chose the pants in the end because it's very clear that if I just burn them and put them into ash, it'll be fine.
But they yeah. said no.
I don't care.
That's
I'm doing it. In
I
this
don't
hypothetical.
Care.
You're disobeying the hypothetical.
I don't care.
Yeah, but the hypothetical kept changing.
It was dumb. It
and
was supposed to be.
It was only like, changing to get us to eating the pants.
Yeah, it was the pants. No,
everything
it was
in their
getting,
power.
It, sorry, I made a mistake. That was my phone. It was they wanted to they wanted us to eat the butter because they were all team butter. And we were all like, obviously the pants. That's much easier. But first it was over a year, and then it was over
I was adamantly butter from the get-go because they said butter a day, pants a day. And I was like, this is like, would you
They're
rather
so
eat a jelly bean or get hit with a car?
Yeah.
It didn't make any goddamn sense.
It was so
sense.
Annoying. Anyway, we're not going deep into that rabbit hole because that was before the penis talk on the last podcast. That's what a lot of it was.
Feels like I missed a lot.
Me and
Here's
Ben.
Thing, would you rather wear pants for one day
uh-huh.
or wear a thing of butter for the rest of your life?
I would rather wear pants for one day.
And then we can't wear them every
well,
day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm team butter, so.
You would be.
Really?
I'll butter.
I reckon you'd look good in butter, Ben.
They're baby pants
butter
for
Ben.
A baby.
Butter bing, butter boom.
Okay, well
And
then.
They're your only pair.
So you wear that one. You can only have one pants for the rest of your life and they're built for a baby.
Yep.
Or I get butter
they're
pants.
They're built for a baby.
How the fuck am I going to fit into baby pants?
Engage
That's
little
you,
legs.
Man. I'm not going to move the goalpost like that.
Well, I can't wear baby pants.
Well, then butter legs
Stop
it is.
Stop saying that about yourself every time.
You don't want to see that. I don't even think my butt would fit into a pair of baby pants.
I don't think that would either. I think we're going to have to get the butter. What kind of butter is it?
I was hanging out with a kid yesterday.
Western
and I they were swimming in the pool at home. And I said, I was trying to ask them questions about school because they're the first week of school last week. I was trying to ask questions and they weren't answering. So that's fine. I'm going to put your dress on, right? And that's it. I'm putting your dress on. And I put their dress over my head and where their body was supposed to be.
This is at your house, right?
My neck was in it.
You didn't like hop the fence.
No.
And it was just when you were like, I was hanging out with a kid the other day.
No, they came over to my house for a swim. We had a play date.
Did you invite them?
Yeah.
So the dress wouldn't get over your head.
No, it was just crazy how much bigger I am than a kid.
Yeah, it's mind blowing.
My neck is the size of their torso.
But you were once that size, and you could have fit into a child's pants.
How fucked?
And even then, you didn't take the opportunity.
How fucked would it be if like kids were like dogs? You know, like a dog puppy is just so heavy because it's like, oh God, all that dog's like in there already.
No.
No, you know I've never picked up a puppy and been like, that's heavy. It's always
Yes. Fun. Oh man.
You ever picked up an acorn and be like, my God, this is a whole oak tree. This is fucking heavy in this.
No, but like-
It's not a dying star.
Like a puppy has got big fucking feet and it's heavy. Because it's going to be a big dog.
Like, but
it's not as
I'm
heavy
not
as
shocked.
The dog that it's going to be though.
No shit, Sherlock.
Okay, I just had to check that.
And also kids are heavy. Like you pick up a baby and you're like, I'm surprised how dense you are.
Yeah,
they
because
are
that,
hard
that's
to throw. Harder to throw than you'd think.
Harder to get away with throwing. You throw a dog, no one
I can get it easy. I just say, I didn't do that.
And they go, oh.
I say, what you do is you get ahead of the thing. You know, someone threw your baby.
So dark.
It's a baby lying on the ground like this. And Ben's like, I didn't do it. And they're like, oh shit, okay.
If they can point out that I did it, I'll confess.
Because of course they won't be able to.
Because of the threats.
Because of the implications.
Because of the implications.
We had a real switcheroo in roles at the after party, Ben and I, because Ben wasn't drinking like a bitch.
Wow.
And I was drinking like things aren't going so well. And, and I was like forcing it on him, like really.
And why is that a change of roles?
Because he's usually the one that's like, drink.
Yeah, you do love a drink.
And you love making other people drink.
No, when are we going
to
drink?
People come over to drink and they're like, well, I fed my dog a bunch of chocolate, so I got to go in 20 minutes.
This shit again.
You came over for a New Year's party and left because you let your dog eat chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Fed her chocolate.
Wasn't a New Year's party. I also didn't want to be there. I just need an excuse to get out.
Why? Why didn't you want to be there?
Because I wanted to come and say hello, but I didn't want to drink. Okay. I wanted to go home.
That's fair
enough. I knew that I'd get the pressure applied. I'm just not quite as good at dodging the pressure as you apparently were.
So when are we poisoned his dog? When are we going to drink, the three of us?
Well, we can't drink ourselves.
What do you mean?
You somehow blinked at the same time and then eyes opened separately. That was very odd. How are you doing that?
Skill.
Anyway, this is the worst podcast I've ever been involved in.
Well, I want to go back to that.
I heard about the last one.
Was that the one we did today was pretty fun.
You should show Ben the penis.
I don't want.
No, I'm absolutely not. No, I don't want.
You can keep that one.
One was enough.
That one can just be a nice special thing between the two of you.
Was my booze pushing?
If you light one nicely, I might look at it.
Anyone? Was the booze pushing annoying?
It was funny.
Okay,
funny,
good.
Funny guy.
Yeah. All
right. You were just trying desperately to get him to drink.
Well, because he said he wouldn't, and then he had one, and I was like, now we're good.
Once he's off, had baby. One,
but I couldn't. I gave him a second, and he drank that. And then I think I tried to get the third on him.
Here's the thing, is that it was charming because it was funny. And you had recognized at the start, you're like, we swapped roles, what's going on? So it wasn't, it was just fun. And then also, I'm not a fucking sook, so I don't care.
Do you care when he's trying to get you to drink and you're sober?
Yeah.
So, oh, you get all upset. Don't say that. Oh, I don't want to drink. No.
Really?
No, I'm not like that. He's being hyperbolic. He's being hyped.
Pretty fucking close. I think that was a bang on impression.
You want to hear a bang on impression?
Oh.
This is me, Goth, everyone.
Yeah, this is not good. We also spoke about this last time.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
How quickly into the podcast did he bring it up?
Pretty quick. And he was like, Ben reckons my best impression.
It is probably his best impression, but his other impressions are fucking dog shit. So.
Whatever.
If we didn't know Mia Goth was in the room. She sounds like she's gonna. She's scary.
Have you
looking.
Seen her talk on a panel though?
I saw. He showed me videos of her because I didn't know who she was.
Do you have another quote though? Because this is the exact
that's
quote.
Because that's the only one that gets me is she says, "Crank," and that makes me find the voice.
The director, give you full autonomy of your character.
It's gotten worse.
Yeah, it's gotten. It's definitely gone down.
The voice note you sent me was much better than whatever that was.
This is what I've got.
I'm making him at night. I'm making them at night.
I'm not making them at night.
Hey, Aiden.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you about it after.
No, go on. We need something to talk about.
Okay. Have you seen the Sam Hyde reality show?
No.
Oh, my God. It's so upsetting.
It is fucking full on.
If it's cringy, there's no chance I can
it's
watch
it. Monstrous.
It is.
What do you mean?
It goes. It's that fine line between cringe and genuinely uncomfortable. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe they're getting away with this.
Sam Hyde pushes it. He always pushes the boundary.
Way too much.
Some sketches you're like, whoa, but you have a little chuckle.
So imagine the Sam Hyde that you know and not love, but you know,
nope.
You know, and he's like an eclipse. You can't help but look it's directly very difficult at him for the duration from, yeah. of anything he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
This one made me...
And it damages you for doing it.
The iDubbbz documentary from him and from iDubbbz, both of those... I mean, iDubbbz has gone a bit down in my mind, but it also didn't make him look great. And that was a point where I was like, I think Sam Hyde might actually be like a bad person, not just like an edgelord. And this reality show is something else. I'm like, Sam Hyde... is kind
well, you
of
can't
a monster.
You can't be an edgelord like that and be a great guy.
I think you could. I think you can like push. If you genuinely are like doing the thing where you're like, these jokes are funny because they're horrible. But if you actually got to know me as a person, here's some, I don't know, philanthropy or whatever other bullshit people do.
There's a point behind pushing the envelope.
Like, yeah, yeah.
You know, you get some edgy comedians out there who will say shit and it's like there is an interesting point behind it. Like Chappelle does a lot of that stuff. Some mm-hmm. of the, like... Some of it, whatever, but...
If you're just terrorizing random people on the street...
Or in a house that you've built.
Yeah. So the whole idea of the show is it's like a Big Brother kind of thing. That
oh, and he's hired real people for.
He streamed 24 hours a day, but he, like, screened people from thousands of applications and has clearly picked people who are A, on the spectrum, unhinged. One of them was was a pedophile. I don't know if he'd done anything, but he actively had written books about how to court young boys and that sort of stuff.
Jesus.
Did you know the whole thing?
Like I said, I only watched some like the highlight clips from that guy who's
Season one, it was the Asian guy with the long hair. Right.
I haven't seen anything from season one. I just saw
it's got multiple seasons of it.
Apparently. Yeah.
And it's rough to watch.
Yeah, no shit.
Especially when horrible. People in the chat are like, I don't know his name is, so it's Aaron. Like, Aaron, tell them about your, like, they would donate to have messages sent through to the house.
Oh, so text. It's a Twitch
It's a streamed show. Thing.
Yeah, it's live streamed.
And he was also like, he's like flirting and courting this other guy who is super unhinged, like heavy religious Catholic, is reading Bible verses, is unhinged, angry, has clear anger issues. And he's courting that guy and they are like, he's like, I don't like gay people. And then he's getting really intimate with this pedophile guy. And you're like, oh, you might have some serious homosexual problem. Things inside you that you're struggling with and blah, blah, blah. And then it gets revealed that guy is a pedo and Sam Hyde's like, you got to get out of the house because we've read your shit and you're a bad guy and kicks him out.
The Christian guy?
No, kicks out the guy who wrote the book about courting boys.
Yep.
And then that guy just gets fully unhinged because he's like, he's lost his friend who's also a pedo. And
that's crazy.
I stopped. I didn't finish the season. I got up to like episode 6.
You know,
six.
You hear about the experiments in the 60s or the MK Ultra stuff and like that uni experiment where they made these people, the guards and these people. And it's just like, ugh, human nature is not great sometimes. Nope. It's a real window into like, you almost you shouldn't be able to get away with this, but it's like, it's weird it's that it's not there. It is
illegal, I guess.
They're all like they're doing it for money and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so like your standard reality show type stuff. But you do kind of think like, it does make sense that this is kind of the end times for Western civilization.
Yep.
AI is just going to come and blow us all up soon.
That's really, really upsetting.
Yeah. It started kind of like light and funny. Like the first episode, you're like, oh, these are just interesting people having interesting conversations. And it's like you're like a fly on the wall watching people communicate. And then I think Sam Hyde like pokes and prods and does things. That's what it gets.
That doesn't seem like his style.
No. Yeah. And what I didn't get up to because I stopped. I really didn't. At one point I was like, I don't like this anymore. This is hard to watch. It's not the thing where I can't look away. I can quite actively turn it off. But what was the thing you said about him shaving the girl's head?
Oh my God.
Because I know she's, I know she's the one, I know who the one who eventually got shaved is because I got to know her in the first 4 or 5 episodes.
I can't remember what happened. And it was just on these highlight things, but like he ended up cutting her hair.
Sam Hyde ends up doing that?
Yeah.
Just goes into the house.
Starts cutting her hair. She doesn't want him to.
What?
Yeah. It's fucking bananas. Like.
And he's being Sam Hyde or is he being a character?
He plays some, he's always wearing a yellow suit. Is he doing that in the first season?
Yeah, he's pretending.
He plays some character, but everyone knows.
So the seasons are the same people?
No, they get new people.
Oh my God.
New contestants like Big Brother season 1.
Yeah, okay.
I can't remember why he did it.
That
or anything,
is so
some
uncomfortable.
Motivation. He just went in and started cutting her hair. And she
That's
did
fucked
not
up.
Love it.
Yeah. And they did this one where, in one of the early episodes, where they're like, all right, here's the challenge for today. You win $10,000. It's called lockdown. And they all just go into one room and you stay in, whoever can stay in there the longest in that one room. And like one of the girls ends up just pissing in a bowl in the cupboard. She's like, I need to pee. And they're like, go pee in this bowl. It's just like.
For $1,000.
$10,000, I think it was.
Okay.
So they stay in that room.
What's the grand prize?
I actually don't know because I never got that far.
Humiliation, I think.
Yeah.
These people must be so desperate.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then some of them go and work for Sam Hyde afterwards. Like I think two of them now work for him. And
oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what they're.
Yeah, it's odd. I mean.
There's some real. They're just. You've just got like for every time you think that, you know, you've met somebody that's at rock bottom, there is a lower level.
It is very, you know like what I mean? Big Brother, like they'll come in and they'll be like, this is Rob. He's a teacher in Australia's West. Blah, blah, blah. And it says like Rob, teacher, 34. And then they go, this is Kathy. She's a secretary at blah, blah, blah. And so these were all like Criselda, content creator.
Mm.
38.
Oy.
Zimbazabi, like just odd names they'd made up themselves.
Content creator, 21.
But I don't understand his audience because he's like a real, it's just edgelords, just like edgelords trying to compete against each other. And so no one in there is going to like any of them genuinely. You're just going in there and they're just going to do whatever they can to fuck with your life.
I've never ever understood where edgelords are the humor in edgelording. I don't get it.
I think there was a patch of time when like, when I was like, oh, it's funny when it first started, when it was the first people like just pushing against the norm. But you're like, oh, that's kind of funny. And then it gets like, well, there's someone does a bit about Ari. It's like, Ari's an edgelord, which is a cool thing to be when you're 38 years old. And I was like, that's a really good Ari joke. Shafir. That was Shane Gillis's roast of Ari.
I don't like Ari Shafir.
Yeah.
But I just like, edgelords to me are just saying bad shit and then going, no. I was joking.
Because I think,
like, were you? I'm not. Like, it's just not fun. I don't find it funny.
I think edgelords hijacked the edgelord comedy thing.
Yeah.
That I don't know. I don't know enough about it.
Now it's just any dickhead on the internet can just hide behind the fact that they were being an edgelord.
Yeah, because it's not clever.
It isn't clever.
It's not clever or funny anymore. But I think at one point it was.
Edgelord's an insult, though. Like, it's not a. You don't want to be an edgelord. It's a derogatory thing. Like, you're a fucking edgelord. It's not
that,
like...
Gotta take that off my LinkedIn now. Content creator / edgelord.
What do they want to be called? Comedian.
I don't know. I don't think they...
That was
very
funny. Thanks for that. That was good.
I don't know. But it's like, it's a derogatory thing. So it's not like I don't buy into that because no one does. It's like, it's an insult to be called that.
But it's but now it's like a genre.
You reckon we could do a stream where we all stay in one room...
For as long as we can.
Just put
for like 12 hours, we'll call it G-Stream.
No, I mean like just a blank room. We just sit in there with nothing to entertain us. We just have mics and a couple cameras.
And one of your dick pics.
And just one dick pic in another room.
Yeah.
I wouldn't force you guys into that. I was just like, but I'm thinking more like how long can we stay? I just don't think we can facilitate a patch in time where you guys are willing to give. How like
if there the text to speech
if there was
well?
No work, no pre, like nothing happening.
No
how
work, no
long
play?
Do you reckon you could stay in? Let's say my bedroom with nothing in there. Like
it's
that
too hot in there.
Space.
It's way too hot in there.
Well, I mean, like a couple amenity things. Like I'm not going to make us piss in a bowl in a cupboard. You can go to the bathroom and come straight back. Or you have to go to the bathroom with blindfold on.
Just piss wherever.
You just feel it. You're an adult. Sit down.
Feel it.
Just feel it.
How long do I think I could sit in a room with the two of you?
The three of us in a room. You can leave to piss with a blindfold. Feel the time.
I reckon I'd last the longest.
Someone will bring us in.
No,
food.
Really?
Yeah. I really think you'd be gone first.
What?
No. I can't do this anymore. No. Ben, your breathing is so loud.
No. I could last that.
I think he would last the longest for sure. Without
he'd get bored and leave.
Without a doubt in my mind, the idea of the challenge would keep his mind active.
I was actually thinking before you both said your last things, I was like, if it's a competition, I'll be in there the longest. If I don't know when you guys leave, I'll be out in 4 minutes.
What if we had to be blindfolded so you didn't know if each other were there? Like, you're not allowed to talk? Is that the thing? Or
well,
like
that's a whole other fucking... That's insanity.
Because I think entertaining me would be... Very easy because I would just rev the two of you up.
Yeah.
So we should do it, is what you're saying.
I don't think, I honestly, I feel like it's mentally a bad idea.
I think
like it could actually affect our brains.
It'll ruin our friendship, I think is what it will do.
I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Because everything would come out. You just, all of a sudden, then we're just talking. All I can do is talk.
Or
fucking bring this shit up.
It could bring us closer as people. You know, it could go both
physically.
Ways. Everyone gets a pillow and a blanket. Everyone gets a blindfold for pee-pee.
Hey, no, I think poo-poo. if we really put our minds to it, we can get this pillow off him. Then we'll have a pillow and a half each.
Or like whoever drops out first, then we're like, who gets the pillow? Who gets the blanket? And then it becomes like Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah.
Just three of us.
And
problem.
Then whoever is in there last gets whatever the donations are.
What if... Oh, that's a funny one. That's a good... Or like, we'll be like, we can't go longer than 48 hours for health. And whoever makes it 48, we split it or whatever. Like...
You guys don't reckon you'd make 48?
I think I'd make 48.
If we've got food and we can shit and piss.
Easy 48. To be hanging out in a room for 2 days. But, I'm talking nothing.
You reckon you could sleep and trust him to sleep next to him?
I think we we have our phones.
Just give me the blanket and the pillow and there won't be an issue.
We have our phones and chargers.
No, I think that we got to have something with our phones.
What?
No, because something.
That's easy. I'll do it.
No, hold on. Hear me out. I mean, in the way that, like, if there's an emergency call or something, we could take it, but we can't touch our phone.
We have Sienna sitting outside with the three phones.
Yeah, or something like that. Where we're not cut off.
Poor old Sienna just stuck with our phones for 48 hours.
That's what I'm worried about. That's why I was like, let's keep it in the room, but don't touch it. I just mean, like, because you can't stop the world from spinning. Like, they might get an emergency call.
The world doesn't spin.
But let's imagine, like, for all intents and purposes, we don't have our phones. We have pillows and blankets. We're in there for fucking. Do we can't shower is another thing.
You're out day one.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be able to sleep.
I can't sleep without coming. So itchy. You guys will have to just block your ears.
And also, we're streaming it, so like sometime you're gonna get uncomfortable.
Okay.
I don't know.
What do you mean you're going to get uncomfortable?
I don't know, because you're sleeping and people are watching you sleep.
Oh, yeah. I don't want people to see me sleep.
Yeah, I think so. That's why I'm like, are you going to make it 48 hours?
Turn the light off.
Night vision, baby.
Ew.
Nah, no night vision. We'd have to do something for people to be able to see us in the dark.
I mean, we'd get sleep masks.
That's a good idea. And we just sleep with the light on. That'd be crazy.
I don't want to have my sleeping body on the internet.
Yeah, well, then you're making it to 48 hours of no sleep. Or
I'll get your Twitch stream cancelled because I'll get naked. That's what I'll do because I don't sleep with clothes on.
Let's just keep this in. Let's put this out to the audience.
Okay.
I don't want to put this out to the audience. So of course I'm going to be out first. I thought I was confident until you said, oh, I could easily make it 2 days.
Would
and
you
I went,
do it if it's...
What?
If it's like...
You thought it'd be 4 hours.
I thought it was like 12 hours. I could go 12 hours.
Would it be stuck in a room between meals?
Yeah.
Would you do it if it's the donation thing where like you get...
Oh, because that's so unpredictable, man. If it's 48 hours and somebody's donated $30, that's fucking
yeah, but like,
abysmal.
As we go on, the donations get... shouted to us.
Yeah, but
we're gonna have voice to text as well. So
you start, messages. You start thinking.
There's no way to guarantee I'm gonna make any money.
Yeah, but then you get 6 hours and you're like, I don't think it's happening. You leave.
6 hours of my life is valuable
to who?
Me.
That's fair.
Anyway, like,
and to my employer.
Not if you're not there. If you're on leave.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing: if you don't want to do it.
I know that there's a time during the year that I could do it.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Honestly, I think I'd go out first. Like, I'm
really? Can we go to a place that's got carpet?
Yeah, I think we could hang out on carpet.
Okay.
Although the hardwood might
let's
be.
Let's do it in an escape room. We just never solve any of the clues.
It's like, guys, are you sure you don't need assistance? No, we're fine. Thanks.
Do we get mattresses? Or like cots, like just like
what do they have in Sam cots. Heights? Like, what do they have in Sam Heights?
They had bedrooms and beds and shit. They lived in a house, like their kitchen.
No. When they were stuck in the room,
there was a bed in there, and then they flipped it upside down when they had a mental breakdown.
They all flipped it upside down.
Yeah, like flipped it upside down. Sat.
How long were they in there?
80 hours, I think. They made it pretty far.
80 hours.
Yeah, they were in there for a while.
That's long. That's a long
80
time.
Hours. That's almost 4 days. Mm. 80 hours.
Mm, I think so.
I'm not going to make a date.
Well, I think we'd put a cap on it. We'd be like, because at some point, it's unhealthy for your brain.
That's a long time, Pat.
And all we have to do to get the donations split is make it to that. I'd be looking at that goal line and be like, I couldn't, yeah. What do you reckon would be the goal line? If we had to put, instead of like a just till whenever, because obviously we can't do that because who knows who's going to stay in there and have a mental breakdown and get.
I'm genuinely worried about not. I think the two of you will kill each other.
Yeah, and guess what? You'll have to fucking.
But one of us will get all the money.
I really, really think $30. That idea is bad for your friendship.
You think he and I would kill each other?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Because you want to do it all the time anyway.
I think we'd team up. No, we don't. I think we
do. Do you want me to get that?
Yeah. Who's that?
It's my mum. Oh, wait. She's going to say anything weird?
Probably.
We're not live.
Good point.
No, I'm not answering that.
No. Mom! Yeah, I think it's bad for your friendship. I think it's bad for our friendship. I think it's bad for everybody's friendship. And I also think it's bad for your mental health.
Yeah, but you know what?
For the possibility.
You really think it's me and him? I feel like you, maybe 3 hours in, would be like, man, you know what your problem is? And I've wanted to say this to you for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know why you become Martin Short.
That won't
you know what your problem is?
Yeah, I think that would happen, but not at hour 8. Maybe hour 12.
But you think before hour 12.
You guys argue a lot.
Yeah.
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 And you wrestle.
Yeah, but the wrestling's the fun part.
Yeah, but you're bored and you're wrestling.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you're going to be bored and wrestling and the whole room's going to get all hazy and smelly.
He won't because he knows he can't shower.
Yeah. I'm going to stand completely still.
Just you're just going to stand. In the room. What would you wear? What shoes? I'd be in runners.
What probably, shoes would you wear?
I think I might.
I'd be in these
our
runners.
Our concerns are so disparate. I can't believe it. Like, what? Can we go somewhere with carpet? What shoes will you wear?
Well, because I don't want to be uncomfortable.
I probably wouldn't wear shoes.
Are we saying button-ups? Are we saying button-ups?
Well, what are your concerns?
Ah, I don't know.
It would be funny if we all start. If we all start in like our best suit.
You know, we all start wearing each other's clothes.
And then we see how that like by the end of it, there'll be like suit jackets and ties. Like it would be funny to get the photo of us all.
The annual James Bond lock-in. Just shoving tuxedos.
First thing I do when I walk in the room is take
And the whole time
off.
We're in there, the That's
like fucking Guantanamo.
Given the stream control of sounds as well.
No, that's Guantanamo Bay. That's literally Guantanamo Bay.
The first hour will be like, yeah, I'm James Bond. Yeah, martini shaken, not stirred. Then people 1 hour in, be like, fuck, the trumpets are so loud in this fucking song.
Ben, your shirt is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Your armpits.
Lift
it's
them
an
up.
Old shirt.
Lift up your armpits.
I want that to be the end of the podcast so bad, but it's just a visual gag.
Theater of the mind.
Okay.
Hey, it's GMAT here from The Real GMAT, and don't forget that if you enjoyed this episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show, which is available exclusively to our Patreon supporters at patreon.com/GMATpodcasts. The podcast post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the regular podcast where we wrap up the episode and talk about the things we didn't have time to talk about. Don't forget to rate this podcast on your podcast app of choice and share it with all of your friends.